AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department has a new leader, and Sakamagani reports it's bracing for a major shakeup.
I do solemnly swear.
Justice Clarence Thomas swore in Pam Bondi as Attorney General with the president watching.
I will make you proud and I will make this country proud.
The president says she'll restore fair, equal, and impartial justice.
I'm supposed to say she's going to be totally impartial with respect to Democrats, and I think she will be as impartial as a person can be. I'm not sure if there's a possibility of totally.
The president has said Bondi will revamp a department that unfairly targeted him and his backers. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A federal judge has ordered a second nationwide pause on President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship. Meantime, Julie Walker has the latest on Trump's push to end DEI programs.
West Point is ordering a dozen cadet clubs focused on ethnicity and gender to disband in response to President Trump's push to eliminate diversity programs throughout government. The famed Military Academy in New York issued a memo shutting down groups such as the Asia-Pacific Forum Club, Latin Cultural Club, National Society of Black Engineers Club, and Society of Women Engineers Club to adhere to recent executive orders and guidance from the Army and Defense Department. President Trump signed an executive order last month halting DEI programs in the federal government. The West Point memo also ordering all other cadet clubs to pause activities until officials can review the groups to ensure they comply with Trump administration rules. Julie Walker, New York.
And in Georgia, a judge has thrown out a felony indictment against a former prosecutor, ending her trial on charges she abused her power to protect the men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery in 2020. This is AP News. After Friday's fiery plane crash in Philadelphia, Lisa Dwyer has the latest on a young survivor.
10-year-old Trey Howard has been making a miraculous recovery after protecting his younger sister from flying debris of a medical transport plane that crashed in Philadelphia last week. His dad says that one of the first things his son asked was, did he save his sister? The night of the plane crash, Andre Howard Jr. says he and three of his kids were making a donut run when they heard what sounded like bullets firing at cars. Trey grabbed his sister's glass shattered. When Howard turned around, he saw a piece of metal from the plane sticking out of Trey's head. Doctors initially warned the family that Trey might not survive, but after undergoing emergency brain surgery, Trey is improving. He's also happy to find out that he did not miss the Super Bowl. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.